Coming up on episode number 1486. Well, something I learned this year is that every year, the Library of Congress and the National Recording Preservation Board nominate 25 recordings, either singles or albums, and induct them into the National Recording Registry. It's kind of a cool thing, a way to maintain influential, important albums, music that was a good representation of the cultural landscape at the time. It's a really cool thing that they've been doing for years, and I had no idea that they'd been doing this. But this year, looked at the list and said, hey, we can do covers of a lot of these songs. So we're all going to learn about the National Recording Registry today, if you didn't already know about it. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hula, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday morning, or Thursday at noon. It is Thursday, April 25th, 2024. My name is Brian Ebbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Today, featuring music kind of all across the board. Things as old as 1919 and as new as 1998. A big, wide mix of, those are the originals. A lot of the cover is much, much newer. But this is all based on the National Recording Registry, the Library of Congress. These are the 25 recordings, or a mix of the 25 recordings that were inducted into the National Recording Registry last week, April 16th, this was done. Let's go ahead, if this doesn't make any sense, maybe it will when I play this first song. So this first one is, the original, is as old as 1919. The all-black 369th Infantry, known as the Hellfighters, had a band led by composer and orchestra leader James Reese Europe. And this is a cover of the song that band performed. It is called Clarinet Marmalade, and it's performed here by Al Hurt.
This is the good old Tennessee. I've lost, ah, yes, I have. I lost my darling, my sweet darling, the night they were playing that beautiful, wonderful Tennessee one.
Pocket full of starlight, catch a falling star, put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star, put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day. Pocket full of starlight, pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star, put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star, put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day. Thank you. you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket.
Are Don't you want somebody's love? Don't you need somebody's love? Wouldn't you love somebody's love? You better find somebody to love.
Your eyes, I say your eyes may look like him, but in your head, baby, I'm afraid you don't know where it is.
Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody?
From the album Rhythms del Mundo Revival from 2010, that's K.T. Tunstall joining the Rhythms del Mundo crew with a cover of Jefferson Airplane's Somebody to Love. That one was part of the inaugural, the debut album from Jefferson Airplane called Surrealistic Pillow. Or was it their first one? I think it was their first one. It came out in 1967 and not just included Somebody to Love, but also White Rabbit, which put this thing into the National Recording Registry. The whole album was inducted into the registry. Great cover right there from K.T. Tunstall. Before that, you heard a copy. You heard Chances Are. It's a copy, technically. Chances Are, that's a Robin Denar cover there, featuring Inara George on vocals. Inara George being one of the influences of us naming our cat Inara. She's the bird in The Bird and the Bee, if that voice sounds familiar. Johnny Mathis did the original, and that version you just heard came out on Robin's album Altered States from 2008. Catch a Falling Star, Perry Como song, covered there by Adam and the Ants. Place I found this was in the box set, the collection, the Ant Box, big box set of all the Adam and the Ants music. Catch a Falling Star there, originally by Perry Como. Tennessee Waltz. Man, I've been looking for an excuse, a reason to play this album. This album will absolutely be in the end of year top 10 for covers this year. Rod Stewart joining forces with Jules Holland. Jules Holland, former piano player from the band Squeeze and now BBC TV host, an incredible pianist and band leader. They put out an album called Swing Fever. These guys met by their love of trains. Their mutual love of model trains introduced the two of them. They decided to record an album together, and it is really, really good, you guys. You got to check it out. There are times that Rod Stewart is absolutely channeling Louis Prima. There's a cover on there of When You're Smiling that is just delightful. It's so good. Tennessee Waltz, originally by Patti Page, covered there by Rod Stewart and Jules Holland. We start things off with Al Hurt covering Jim Europe's Hellfighters, a cover of the song Clarinet Marmalade, that one from Al Hurt's Greatest Hits, which came out in 1962. Doing these really in order of the release of the original song, so as we move forward, we're going to get to more and more modern stuff, including this one right here. It's a cover of Bill Withers' Ain't No Sunshine. It's by Pale, and it's from the Shortest Night album. Here is Pale.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It ain't warm when she's away. There ain't no no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Cause there ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, 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 I ought to leave the young thing alone. But there ain't no sunshine when she's gone. There ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. There ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
Thank you.
God, I love that version. That's Evelyn and a cover of Heart of Glass from the album Turn Her Up, a compilation of female and female-fronted bands. Incredible covers on that thing. Came out in 2019, cover of the song by Blondie. The Blondie Parallel Lines album from 1978 was, the entire album was one of those that was added to the National Recording Registry, which is no surprise. That's a really, really good album with big hits like Heart of Glass and then lesser-known hits, Sunday Girl. This is, I think, was the third album by Blondie. Let's see. There was one called Blondie and then Plastic Letters after that. Yeah. One Way or Another, Hanging on the Telephone. Six singles in all released from Parallel Lines. Before that, you heard Let the Good Times Roll, that one from the Cars debut album, also self-titled, that one. The band you heard covering it was the Sydney Green Street Band from a 2011 album. I love the name of this album. It is The Maltese Fall Can. The Maltese Fall Can, if you say it fast. But look for The Maltese Fall Can. The Sydney Green Street Band, that great cover of Good Times Roll, originally by The Cars. Before that, Beat Crusaders and a very amped up cover of ABBA's Dancing Queen. That one from the Music Crusaders album from 2005. And the 1976 album Arrival from ABBA was the one that included that song. But of course, they hit the scene a couple years earlier with their contribution to Eurovision, Waterloo. Great song. Great, absolutely great song. Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers before that, covered there by Pale. That one from their album, The Shortest Night from 2012. Let's get to one last set of music here. This is a song that I think gets much maligned, and maybe rightly so. It's a little repetitive. It's a little cocky, maybe a little arrogant when it first came out, but damn it, I love Bobby McFerrin. I think his other songs on that album, he does a great cover of Drive My Car and the title track Simple Pleasures. Bobby McFerrin was excellent, and his song Don't Worry, Be Happy is one of those that got inducted into the National Recording Registry. Just the song, not the full album. Here's a cover by newer indie artist George Ezra. Man, if you don't know Ezra, look for his song Budapest. It is such a great song. George Ezra. This was recorded as part of the BBC Radio 1's Live Lounge back in 2017. Here's George Ezra, and Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In this life, you know some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Somebody came and stole your bed, but don't worry, be happy. The landlord says your rent is late. You might have to litigate, but don't worry, be happy. Look at me, I'm happy, happy, happy. We'll be right back.
time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once. I'm one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. And am I just paranoid? Am I just stoned? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She said it's lack of sex that's bringing me down. So I went to a whore who said my mind's a bore. So quit my whining cause it's bringing her down. Sometimes I give myself a my mind plays tricks on me. Oh, it all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. And am I just paranoid? Yeah, yeah. My mind plays tricks on me. Oh, it all keeps adding up. And I think I'm cracking up. And am I just paranoid? Or am I just stoned?
Rapping stuff. Packing cats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter plate toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dope for weeks. Sold out seats, they hear Biggie Smalls speak. And if you don't know, now you know. Picture this 50-inch screen and a green leather sofa. Got two rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2 G's flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day. No more public housing. Thinking back on my one room shack. Now my mom pimps it at what makes in her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst day. Now we sip champagne when we're thirsty. Damn right I love the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive. And if you don't know,
she's not real, and that you're really coming home. And sometimes I wake up crying at night, and sometimes I scream out your name. And what right does she have to take you away, when for so long you were mine? I can give you two good reasons to show you love's not blind. He's too and she's four, and you know they adore you, so how can I tell them you changed your mind? Sometimes I wake up crying at night, and sometimes I scream out your name. And what right does she have to take you away, when for so long you were mine? I remember when you were mine.
Beautiful. Boy, don't know if I've played any covers of the Chicks before. I know I've played their cover of Landslide, the Dixie Chicks, back when they were the Dixie Chicks. That's a cover of You Were Mine by Natalie Taylor, a single that she released in 2019. A song, the newest song of the collection that was added to the National Recording Registry. Really, it's the whole album, the whole Wide Open Spaces album from 1998. Before that, Notorious B.I.G. from his album, that the original version of that, came out on the album Ready to Die from 1994. That cover you heard was by Emily Wells, sweet little Emily Wells, covering that dirty Notorious B.I.G. song. That is from her album Dirty. The song is called Juicy, came out in 2009. John Craigle with a cover of Basket Case by Green Day. Terrific acoustic version there. From his album Leave the Fire Behind from 2012, a reference, I believe, to Everclear in that album title. George Ezra starting off this last set with Don't Worry, Be Happy, originally by Bobby McFerrin, covered there for the BBC Radio 1's Live Lounge 2017. And I really, really like how George starts the song off a cappella and then slowly brings in instruments until by the end it's a full arrangement, a full instrumental arrangement. I love that. Such a great way to make the song your own and not feel like you're bound by the constraints of the original. It's so cool. George Ezra, Don't Worry, Be Happy. And don't worry, that's the end of the show. But hopefully you'll be happy with everything that I played for you. it's a good way to segue into that. Thank you so much for tuning into this. If you enjoyed today's show, please let me know. You can always email me, requests@coverville.com. If you have feedback or questions or comments or requests, it's right there in the email address, requests. You can also support the show by going to patreon.com/coverville. Ooh, I've got just a couple days left to get coupon codes out to everybody. So I'll do that today. I promise. I'll do it today. Also, follow me on all the socials if you like. If you're into that sort of thing, Twitter, Threads. I post more on Threads than I do Twitter. So Threads, Coverville on Threads. We will be back in 2 weeks. Why? Well, because I'm going to be in Vegas for the TMS Vegas event. Come see me there if you're going to be there. I'd love to meet you or see you again if you're somebody that I have met before. So make sure to come and say hi. And thank you so much for your support of Coverville, whether you're a listener, whether you're a Patreon supporter, or even if you follow me and support the bike ride I do, the MS-150 bike ride. You can support that, by the way, at tiny.cc/BikeCoverville2024. BikeCoverville 2024. I'll be doing it again this year, like a crazy person. That is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Brandon Bitt saying that just about covers it for tonight. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.